The Washington Mews. Located between Fifth Avenue and University Place is one of the most iconic architectural features of Greenwich Village, the Washington Mews. The Mews is a collection of two-story carriage houses that line a private, gated street. In line with other quaint streets in the village, this street has plenty of cobblestones, which are consistently being restored by the Greenwich Village Society for Historic Preservation. Like all iconic places in the West Village, it's likely that these buildings are not easily bought. The buildings are currently owned by New York University, which uses the properties for residential, academic, and business reasons. Not every alley can be called a mew. The term mew is from Britain and is used to describe a small street lined with homes that are converted stables. Washington Mews is a true mews and might be the only true one in New York City. Back in the day, the land that the mews sits on was owned by the same people who built the Sailor Snug Harbor Cultural Center on Staten Island. Richard Randall, a sea captain, left the piece of land to the organization to build homes for, quote, elderly and destitute sailors. However, Snug Harbor built the home on Staten Island instead, so the mews were built for other reasons. While they all look similar, only half are actually stables. The north side buildings were built to house horses and carriages specifically for the wealthy near Washington Square Park. On the south side, the 20th century residences replaced the deep gardens that used to rear the row, also known as the Greek Revival townhomes along Washington Square Park. The buildings weren't always gated. In 1881, the New York City Department of Public Works ordered there to be gates to distinguish privately owned mews from public streets. And as times continued to develop, and the horse and carriage was no longer the main form of transportation, a plan for the remodel of 12 of the stables was announced by 1910. These stables were to be converted into light and airy studios. The architects commissioned for the alteration were Meineke and Frank. They replaced the old gates with an elaborate Mediterranean-style brick and stucco gateway with lanterns and covered the brick facade with stucco and decorative tiles. These altered buildings became home to many artists and writers. Famous residents include the sculptor Paul Manship and Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney. Yes, the same Whitney responsible for founding the Whitney Museum of American Art. Jean Bach, a well-known documentary filmmaker, also resided in these homes. Famous people often visited Jean, including jazz musicians Miles Davis and Duke Ellington. Other notable residents include artist Jackson Pollock and poet Edward Arlington Robinson. These types of residents encouraged the cultural shift in the village's character that it's now so well known for. The street has also been the setting for classic novels, including Washington Square. This novel was later adapted on stage as the show Heiress. In addition, the 2007 movie I Am Legend was shot in this mew. And we can't leave without one more fun fact. This cobblestone street was the last street in all of New York to be lit by gas lamps before being extinguished for the last time in 1930.